I'm Aidan Khan, and I'll be reading you The Salem Witch Trials, Hysteria, Accusations, and Executions by James R. Whitfield. Let's begin. Prologico. The gallows still stand. The site is not difficult to find. From the center of modern Salem, Massachusetts, a 15-minute walk west along the curve of Boston Street brings the visitor to a low, rocky outcropping that the city has, in recent decades, finally acknowledged as Proctor's Ledge, the actual hanging site for the accused witches of 1692. The location had been disputed for centuries. Older tradition had placed the executions on the higher ridge of Gallows Hill itself, but a careful analysis of contemporary accounts and surveying records by a team of researchers led by historian Emerson Baker confirmed in 2016 that the actual gallows had stood on this lower ledge in a small wooded depression at what is now the edge of a residential neighborhood. The city installed a memorial at the site in 2017. It is a simple stone wall with the names of the executed inscribed on its inner face, surrounded by trees that have grown over the location since the events. Visitors leave flowers and small tokens. The names on the wall: Bridget Bishop, hanged June 10, 1692, Sarah Good, Sarah Wilds, Elizabeth Howe, Susanna Martin, and Rebecca Nurse, hanged July 19, 1692, George Burroughs, John Proctor, John Willard, George Jacob Sr., and Martha Carrier, hanged August 19, 1692. Martha Corey, Mary Easty, Alice Parker, Anne Pudator, Margaret Scott, Wilmot Red, Samuel Wardwell, and Mary Parker, hanged September 22, 1692. Giles Corey, pressed to death under stones on September 19, 1692, after refusing to enter a plea. The five who died in jail are sometimes counted alongside the executed. Though their names appear on a separate memorial elsewhere in the modern town, Sarah Osborne, Roger Toothaker, Lyndia Dustin, Anne Foster, and the unnamed infant of Sarah Good, who died in jail with her mother. These 25 people, 20 hanged or pressed, 5 who died in custody, are the documented dead of the Salem Witch Trials of 1692. There may have been more whose deaths went unrecorded. The surviving documentation is incomplete, particularly for those who died in jail. There are, on any account, very few of them by the standards of the European witchcraft prosecutions that had filled the previous 2 centuries. The total executions across all of Europe during the great witch hunting period of the 16th and 17th centuries have been estimated at perhaps 50 vero to 60 vir zero to 60 vero, with particular outbreaks in the German states, in France, in Switzerland, and in Scotland, producing substantially larger local death tolls than Salem's. Salem was, by international standards, a comparatively modest episode of witchcraft prosecution. What makes Salem distinctive is not the absolute number of victims, but the specific cultural and historical weight that the episode has acquired in subsequent American memory. The trials happened at a particular moment in colonial American history, in a particular religious and political context, with particular individuals whose subsequent lives and writings produced a documentary record substantially more detailed than is available for most contemporaneous European witchcraft prosecutions. The trials happened just before the Enlightenment-era retreat from witchcraft prosecution that would, within a few decades, end such proceedings across most of the Western world. They have a kind of late, almost vestigial quality as a major outbreak of judicial witchcraft hysteria in a society that was, in most respects, on the verge of moving permanently beyond such things. And the trials happened in a small enough community, with a small enough number of victims, that the individual stories could be and have been recovered and preserved with a level of biographical detail that gives the events a particular human texture. Above all, the trials have become a touchstone for thinking about the dynamics of mass hysteria, judicial overreach, scapegoating, and the abuse of religious authority. Arthur Miller's 1953 play The Crucible, written during the McCarthy-era hearings on supposed communist subversion in the United States, made Salem the standard reference point for thinking about politically motivated persecution disguised as moral inquiry.